Yesterday, I don't know, around 1:30 or so, we were talking about my trip to Port St. Lucie, right? And I forget exactly. Was it around 1:30? I don't even remember when it was.
Whatever. I think that sounds about right.
Yeah, and we're talking about Port St. Lucie, and you were saying, like, oh, yeah. What was I saying to you? The number one thing that I wanted to do when I go down to Port St. Lucie.
Talk to Buck.
I get a call yesterday morning from the Mets. And now, I have not gotten a call from the Mets since I was down in the minors at WOR many years ago, and it was not a pleasant one. It was something I was ripping them for on OR, and somebody called, and it was like, hey, you know, whatever. But I have not gotten
a call. We're 60 and 90. How dare you rip the team?
Yeah, right, exactly. I forget what it was exactly, but it was just like, hey, did you have to do that? And I was like, well, yeah, you guys think. No, I forget what it was. Anyway, so we were talking about it yesterday for a while, having some fun with it. I'm going down to Port St. Lucie this weekend. I can't wait to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we were talking about, and I was like, I want to see Buck and Mary Buckmas, all this stuff. I got a call from the Mets yesterday saying, hey, we heard you talking about it. We have eyes and ears everywhere. We can make that happen.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I'm trying to think, did the other thing I say I wanted to happen, did that come out over the air? Because I want them to do that too.
I forget what it was. What?
You doing a play-by-play for a street track? I think we did talk about that on the air.
But you were saying more with SNY. That was more
Right, this is the vet. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that they heard that and they're going to make that happen. Listen, you're one of the faces of their cable network that covers the team. You're one of the voices heard on WFAN, the station that talks about the team more than any other. So, yeah, they should have it set it up where you get to meet Buck. And you were the leader of the charge to hire the guy a year and a half ago.
I started the Mary Buckmas. That's me. So, this has nothing to do with SNY either. This was just the Mets heard
of. Well, that's the Wilpons. This is Cohen. This is our savior, Steve Cohen.
I don't know what. Who heard it? I was like, what are you guys doing listening at 1:30? He's like, we got eyes and ears everywhere. I was like, oh, geez, I better watch what I say. Let's go, Mets. Anyway, so Sunday, he said, and actually, they didn't even know what was going down. They were just going to make it happen, I guess, here. And I was like, no, I'm going down. They're like, oh. So Sunday morning, around 10:30, I'm going to go early, got a credential, batting practice on the field. I will be introduced to my guy. Buck Showalter.
I can't wait, you know, for the picture to be tweeted out on Sunday. And I just hope, we know Buck's sense of humor. If he doesn't already know about it, which would be surprising at this point, or if somebody with the Mets tells him, he's got to sneak in a comment about the NL East.
Oh, no.
At some point during this 5 minutes or however long it is.
Two things I'm wondering about.
Too soon?
Does he know about the Mary Buckmas, and does he know about the NL East is over?
Oh, he knows about the NL East.
Oh.
That just spread too far and wide for him to not know about it.
Hey, you know what? I supported them. That was me putting my neck out on the line. I took more heat than some of the players did, for goodness sake. I'm still taking heat from it. That thing went viral, then my yelling at a call the other day because he was blaming me for it went viral.
Now, how do you think you're going to approach it? Like, are you going to just be totally, like, you know, bowing down to Buck? Or is there going to be like a, hey, you know, you guys can't really still be considering Darren Ruff for the opening day roster at this point. Like, will you make any comments about the team in jest, or it will be all, listen, in all seriousness, you're a great manager. Love watching you. Love rooting for you.
I don't know. I'm hoping to have a normal conversation with him. I mean, the initial thing may be, hey, Mary Buckmas. No, whatever.
You got to think of something non-baseball then to ask him. Like, you know, did you see he probably hasn't seen it because they're in camp, but, you know, yeah. Rocky movie rankings or
yeah, right.
You love My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah. No, bring up Shakira and her music or something like that. And we know Buck. No,
that's what he loves.
I just generally want to meet him and talk some shop with him and, you know, get a feel for where he's at, I guess, with this team. But either way, I just wanted to meet him. I love Buck. You're right. I was one of, because remember, at the time, I was doing middays for that whole month of December. And a good opportunity to be on during the day. And I was making the push for Buck. And some people were calling up and saying no. And then I guess it happened, and then the whole Mary Buckmas thing. So this has been a little over a year in the making now, and I'm glad that the Mets listened. I appreciate that, and I'm glad that they're going to make it happen. I cannot wait to go. So I figured you would get a kick out of that.
I'm thrilled. And also, it makes me so happy as a Mets fan to know that this is the kind of thing that an organization should do. Hey, there's this personality out there.
He's talking about
us. He loves Buck. He talks about him all the time. We should hire him before it happened. And we heard him say he wants to meet him. Let's make it happen. Like, this is the kind of organization that we root for.
That is exactly right. If anybody should get the chance to meet Buck, it's me. They're doing the right thing. Mary Buckmas indeed. Now, should I wear my Mary Buckmas hoodie? That's another thing. Is that too much, you think?
No, I think it'd be funny, but also, are you going to wear a hoodie in South Florida?
That's a good point. I mean, it could have a t-shirt.
I was just there for that game in Jupiter a couple weeks ago. If you wore a hoodie, you would have been in trouble. T-shirt and shorts, I'm getting sunburned and sitting out there in the 90-degree heat. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Do you have enough time to turn around a t-shirt from that website you found them on?
Yeah, potentially. When I saw that call, I swear to you, I was like, uh-oh. And I'm like,
how does it come up? Because like even when I get like from the ticket office, it comes up now, New York Mets, even if the number's not safe.
Yeah, well, it said somebody specific. I don't know if I want to mention his name. I don't know if he wants to be aired
out. It's somebody that you knew is with the Mets.
Yes, somebody I knew for a long time that is with the Mets. So I'll ask him when I go down there if he wants name recognition, but I don't want to out anybody. But that was a great call. You know, it stunk waking up at 11:30, whenever it was that I woke up with, you know, I'm half asleep.
Well, if there's a reason to wake up early.
That was it. That made my
day.
And
listen, credit to whoever, I don't know if it's the person who called you, but whoever it is that was listening or heard about it and found out about it and said, let's make this happen.
Yeah.
Kudos to that person. I'm saying that, I think, and representing most, if not all, Mets fans when we say, like, listen, this is awesome. This is the kind of stuff that should be happening. The manager's a cool guy who has a personality. Cool things should happen. It's sports. It's a game. This is fun. Let's have some fun.
It does make me think, though, I got to be careful. You think the Yankees are listening, too? You never know,
well,
I guess.
Well, hold on. We know somebody with the Yankees is listening because a year and a half, two, 3 years after you made a comment about him, he brought it up unprompted in a New York Post article.
The data applicator. Oh.
So we know Aaron Boone is listening at some point, has somebody listening and reporting back to him.
He took issue with that one. Hey, by the way, I know I do the whole Mary Buckmas thing, and now it's, hey, you're going to meet Buck. This is great. I'm willing to meet the data applicator, too. I'll explain myself to Booney. Hey, I'm available. You can invite me out. I'm not going to Tampa for it. I mean, that might have to be Yankee. And by the way, I don't even know if I want to go to the Bronx for it. Maybe when they're at Citi Field, when the Yankees come, getting to the Bronx is a pain in the neck from Long Island, where I'm at, or even from here. But anyway, I'd be open to meeting Booney, too. Let's meet everybody. I'm a nice guy. The only thing that happens, though, all kidding aside, we'll get back to your calls in a second. When you do start meeting managers or players.
Oh, you root for them. There's no way to avoid
100%.
It. It's why people don't get, like, people who cover a team, when you get to know, I mean, unless they're the biggest jerks, when you get to know any of these guys on a personal level, doesn't matter what team you grew up rooted for or anything. It just, the people around you in life, if you're a decent person, you want to see them succeed and do well. It's just natural.
That's why I always had a soft spot for Sandy Alderson, where, you know, I got a chance to meet him. He couldn't be nicer to me, so I had a soft spot for Sandy. Or, you know, if I meet, and I did meet Brian Cashman one time randomly in an airport, but, like, if I actually were introduced to him, would I feel bad then? And I think that's why, at times, for guys in our position here, if you're doing talk shows, it's not our job to break stories or report or become friendly with players or managers because we need to be able to give an unbiased opinion. And I will do that regardless. But
you said this one works because you love Buck so much anyway.
Oh,
so
I would never.
It's not changing anything.
No, never. No way. No way. Booney might be a different story. I meet Aaron Boone. Him and I would be best buds. And then Yankee fans would be like, I want Boone fired. Like, what are you,
you'll
nuts?
You'll start calling him, maybe not a data applicator, a smart computer.
Yeah, Boone is, come on, he's turned into a really solid manager.
He's
what are
Einstein.
You talking about? Right. I think he's handled it. He's become a player's manager. He applies the data well, sure, but he's a manager. Oh, man. This is fun.